Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaos. KSL's top story this hour. The Utah School Board of Education is reacting to board member Natalie Klein's social media posts. Klein posted photos questioning a girls' basketball player's gender. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
The Board of Education is condemning board member Natalie Klein's actions. Klein posted a photo of a girls' high school team in the Granite School District. She shared the photo with the caption, "Girls basketball, dot, dot, dot." The post sparked a huge amount of backlash and calls for a resignation from people across the state, including the governor and now the state Democrats. The board leadership says they are very concerned about the post and the harm it's caused. The board is holding a public meeting at the state capitol, but in a statement they said they do not have the power to unseat an elected official. Klein apologized for a post last night. Yerkard Bell, KSL News Radio.
The parents of the girl in Klein's post, Al and Rachel, exclusively tell KSL-TV they want Klein to resign.
I mean, worst case scenario, she could have ended her own life.
And I want all the kids to know that it's okay to just be who they are.
KSL will not be sharing the girl's name or what school she attends for her own safety. An elementary school principal in North Salt Lake is asking parents to help track down a cyber bully who is creating hurtful social media posts targeting several kids. KSL-TV's Debbie Worthen has more.
The principal at Foxborough Elementary in Davis School District sent an email to every parent of a sixth grader here. It says in part, "This morning, we were made aware of seven created pages with hurtful messages and pics of our own kids and teachers. This is not okay by any means, and we are investigating."
The mother of one bullied girl feels devastated, but they are both grateful for the principal's quick response. A third person is now under arrest for a shooting at a birthday party in January where one of the shooters was killed by friendly fire. 20-year-old Isidore Barrera was taken into custody Wednesday. He is accused of firing multiple rounds. 18-year-old Gabrielle Vigil was killed in that shooting. KSL's top national stories. We are awaiting a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on Colorado's historic case seeking to block former President Trump from the state's 2024 ballot. ABC News Supreme Court contributor Kate Shaw has more on the two sides of the argument heard in today's case.
It's a case going in that the advantage is certainly with Trump given the number of legal questions, and yet I think there's a very strong argument and a pretty broad agreement, though not unanimity among historians and scholars, that the argument for keeping Trump off the ballot is a very strong one on the merits.
The Supreme Court is still deliberating. We will bring you their ruling as soon as it's released. The Senate has passed a key procedural vote on legislation that would fund Ukraine and Israel. It came after hours of gridlock.
This legislation was born out of the failure of that bipartisan deal that included immigration reforms as well as funding for Ukraine and Israel. When that legislation tanked on the Senate floor Wednesday due to Republican opposition, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer proposed this bill without the immigration elements. While it's passed a procedural vote, this bill still has to pass a normal vote, which could happen next week. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
The military is continuing their investigation into a helicopter crash that killed five Marines in the mountains outside San Diego. ABC's chief national correspondent Matt Gutman says weather will likely be one of the major things considered in a possible cause for the crash.
Unclear what happened now, but we are at the tail end of a three-day brutal storm which has dumped near record moisture on Southern California and California in general over the past 3 days, and you're seeing the tail end of it. And of course, now they're going to have to recover and secure the bodies of these deceased soldiers.
The identity of the fallen Marines have not yet been released. We only have one more round of snow this week, but it shouldn't last long. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla has more.
Utah will get one more major storm system this week. It will bring lots of mountain snow with scattered rain and snow showers in the valley.
Up here in the local Salt Lake area mountains could see anywhere from about 4 to 8 inches. And then lesser as you head further north, so the Logan area mountains seeing only a couple of inches.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Sam Weber. He says central Utah will see the worst of it with up to 24 inches of snow in the mountains. The storm should start to fade out by tomorrow night. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
All the winter weather over the past month has completely flipped the script on the snowpack from Logan all the way to St. George. Just 1 month ago, some areas of the state were as much as 60% behind on snowpack. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubanks says now all but one are completely caught up.
What a turnaround in 30 days. I'm telling you, we drink this water. It's the lifeblood of this state. And to be able to recover like that in just a month is very, very impressive.
Kevin says we still need to see more snow between now and the beginning of April. He says the valleys could get a couple of inches tonight. First look traffic. Ricky, any problems on the roads due to weather?
Yeah, not to weather. I'm seeing dry freeway road surfaces, so that's the good news. Higher up you go, you may see some wet road surfaces, even a few flakes. But right now we have a big problem sitting on I-15 in Sandy. It's an accident. It looks like multiple vehicles are involved. Southbound I-15, about 90th south, and left lanes are blocked to traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Bigger story. Demand more accountability, more experience, more trust.
If it's like an election day or we're expecting some bad weather,
KSL presents the story unbiased.
A good local source.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
I've hit a lot of milestones on my soda weight loss journey over the last 4.5 months,
but none bigger than hitting my goal weight.
Yes, I've lost 67 pounds since mid-September with soda weight loss.
S-O-T-A.
It stands for state of the art. They told me at the beginning it was going to be like stepping into a time machine, and I thought, yeah, right. But guess what?
Now that I'm here, it's true.
People tell me I look younger, and honestly, as I look in the mirror,
I can't disagree.
I'm seeing a weight on the scale under 200 pounds, which I haven't seen in almost 25 years. I had to borrow clothes from my 21-year-old son's closet so I could find something that fit me. I put on a medium-sized shirt for the first time since I can't even remember. But I want you to have the same success in these same awesome milestones that I've had. Why don't you go to SOTAweightLoss.com.
S-O-T-A weightloss.com.
And take a look at a few or maybe a bunch of the 8,500 five-star reviews on there.
So don't wait anymore.
Check out SOTAweightloss.com.
S-O-T-A stands for, say it with me,
state of the art.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370. 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
It's time for the Sportsman's Vacation and RV Show, February 16th through the 19th at the Mountain America Expo. Save $2 at utahrvshow.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. The State Board of Education is meeting right now to discuss the future of board member Natalie Klein. Klein is getting a lot of heat after a girls' basketball player's parents say that she insinuated that their daughter is transgender. KSL News Time, 12:08. Rumors are circulating that a longtime Salt Lake City restaurant could be closing. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi has more on the Other Place restaurant.
Owner Costa Laura says he did sign an agreement with the developer who's attempting to get a plan for an apartment building on his property, but it literally could be years before the wrecking ball could fly.
I haven't got any money. I haven't got anything. So first of all, I got to get some money in order, you know, to say that, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Laura says his customers ask him every day if he is selling. For now, he tells them no, and the Greek food restaurant on 3rd South and 5th East will stay open. However, he says working 7 days a week is a bit exhausting. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
The Super Bowl is a good time for people to enjoy football, strange commercials, and maybe the most important part, the food. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has a breakdown of some of this year's food costs.
Nachos, pizza, chicken wings, all great options. And a Wells Fargo report says those wings, they'll actually cost 5% less this year than last year.
Shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad.
Shrimp, also down over 6%.
Hey, where's the meat?
Beef, on the other hand, well, that's going to cost you more, up 2.3%. And chips and soda, they're going to hit your wallet a bit harder. They're up 5%.
Law enforcement has a game plan this Super Bowl weekend to discourage people from drinking and driving. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris has the X's and O's.
The Utah Department of Public Safety and the Utah Highway Patrol are teaming up to keep the roads safe this weekend. Their main strategy includes adding plenty of extra officers across the state to keep watch for impaired drivers. Sergeant Cameron Roden with UHP says they want everyone to have a game plan on how to get home safely before kickoff.
We want to get the message out there for people to plan ahead, so that they've got those plans in place before the big game, and that way that decision isn't left till the last minute when someone's judgment is already impaired.
He says there are plenty of options to stay safe, including having a designated driver or using rideshare services. Alessandra Harris, KSL News Radio.
Let's safely help you get around the drive this afternoon, this lunch hour. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And tell us about those trouble spots, Ricky.
Well, Maria, I've been watching this, and I think now we need to bump this up to emergency traffic. It's due to a crash with possible injuries southbound I-15 in Sandy, right about 90th South. They've moved the vehicles that were blocking the center lanes and over to the left. They've got all of them now to the left, but they are blocking the HOV lane of travel, and that means we now have stop-and-go delays back to the I-215 junction, the south interchange. Now, this is going to add an extra 10 to 15 minutes minimum to get through these delays if you're coming from Murray. Again, it's the left lane blocked at 90th South on southbound I-15. Our other issue is a vehicle fire. This is in Utah County. If you're headed northbound on I-15, this is near 2100 North Lehigh, and crews on the scene are blocking two right lanes of travel. Crossroads of the West Gun Show comes to the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy this weekend. Get great deals on guns, ammo, accessories. Plus, you can buy, sell, or trade at the show. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
For today, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain and snow with a high of 40 degrees. Overnight tonight, down into the upper 20s. Slight chance for snow, and for your Friday, a chance for a few snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, it's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 39 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, we'll talk to the National Weather Service on the storms that we've had so far this week and what's still to come. Next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone.
So what if I need a new one?
No problem. We have the right battery for your car, starting at only
$89.99.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
At Shane Company, we believe we're all made to shine. This Valentine's Day, celebrate the love of your life, your best friend, or your best self with unique fine jewelry from Shane Company. We're passionate about sourcing the most beautiful and vibrant gemstones from around the world so everyone can shine bright. We take the time to ensure each piece of jewelry is expertly crafted so it can be treasured forever. Visit Shane Company and discover Valentine's Day gifts for everyone, your new crush or your soulmate. Let them know how much you care with fine jewelry designed by us, guaranteed for life, for free. Radiant red rubies, pink sapphires, diamond hearts, gorgeous jewelry with all the colors and symbols of love. This Valentine's Day, give a necklace with a gemstone as special as your love, a gold ring engraved with a date you'll never forget, earrings that make their eyes sparkle. Give a gift that was made to shine. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
You can stream your favorite show anytime, but the opera only happens 4 times per year. Join us and make new memories with your family and friends enjoy the entertaining stories, beautiful sets and costumes, and mesmerizing music. You deserve an elegant night on the town or a Sunday matinee with Utah Opera. Your couch will be there when you get back. Tickets start at $21. Get yours today at utahopera.org. Get ready for the ultimate movie experience. You, your loved ones, the big screen, and, oh yeah, the world-class Utah Symphony playing the movie's music live, giving you next-level surround sound. Don't miss the Hollywood classic Casablanca or the animated favorite How to Train Your Dragon. The Films in Concert series will become your new preferred cinematic experience. Located conveniently in downtown Salt Lake City at Marisa Bravnell Hall. See what's playing next at utahsymphony.org/films.
Treat yourself to a new experience with Utah Symphony and the Utah Opera. Get your tickets at utahopera.org.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
we'll be getting even more snow today and tomorrow, but this should be the last round for now. The on and off snow should be finished by Saturday. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, school board member Natalie Klein is getting a lot of heat about a post she made implying a girls' basketball player was transgender. A school board meeting is currently underway. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We do have emergency traffic. It's due to a crash with possible injuries southbound I-15 in Sandy, right about 90th south. We do have left lanes blocked, and that's causing stop-and-go delays back to the south interchange in Murray. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
More rain and snow this afternoon, temperatures topping out in the low 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
39 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court heard arguments today over Colorado's 14th Amendment case that Donald Trump should be disqualified from appearing on Colorado's ballot due to a clause that bans anyone who engaged in an insurrection from serving public office. Justices appearing skeptical, though, but not issuing a decision yet.
Along with the conservatives, two of the court's three liberals seemed skeptical of the Colorado ruling. Justice Elena Kagan put it to the attorney for voters who sued to strike Trump's name from the ballot.
I think that the question that you have to confront is why a single state should decide who gets to be president of the United States.
And Ketanji Brown Jackson noted the debate over whether the 14th Amendment's disqualification clause applies to the presidency.
Why would we construe it to, as Justice Kavanaugh pointed out, against democracy.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The Federal Communications Commission ruling to ban artificial intelligence-generated voices in those robocalls. The unanimous ruling follows an AI robocall using President Biden's voice, falsely urging voters not to go to the polls in the New Hampshire primary this month. The FCC says the rule takes effect immediately. The Senate advancing a standalone foreign aid measure for Ukraine and Israel. ABC's Jay O'Brien on what happens next.
This legislation was born out of the failure of that bipartisan deal that included immigration reforms as well as funding for Ukraine and Israel. When that legislation tanked on the Senate floor Wednesday due to Republican opposition, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer proposed this bill without the immigration elements. While it's passed a procedural vote, this bill still has to pass a normal vote, which could happen next week. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden offering condolences today after the 3rd Marine Aircraft Unit out of California confirmed the death of 5 Marines. Their aircraft crashed this week into a mountain near San Diego. The investigation's still happening. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We've had a lot of rain and snow over the last 2 days, and there may still be more on the way. Joining us now live is Sam Weber from the National Weather Service. Sam, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for asking me to be on.
Yeah, we're seeing a bit of a break right now, but what are we looking at for the rest of the week?
Yeah, a little bit of a break. Through the rest of the day today, we're going to see an increase in showery activity, especially across central and southern Utah in particular, where they're going to see some showers of snow, both in mountains and valley areas. Even up here in northern Utah, we'll see an increase in shower activity as we head through the day, but not expecting a whole lot in terms of accumulations up our way. More significant accumulations, again, down in central and southern Utah, valleys could see anywhere from about 1 to 3 inches of snow, with 5 to 10 inches in the mountains. And then up here, about a half an inch or less, depending on if you end up under one of those showers or not. And heading through tomorrow, we do have another storm system moving into the area, which is going to bring another round of snow showers across the state. Could potentially favor upwards of an inch here in the Wasatch Front. And again, another 1 to 3, potentially upwards of 3 to 5 for some of the higher elevation valleys in central and southern Utah tomorrow into Saturday morning. But after that, things start to wrap up as we head into a short period of high pressure.
All right. Well, hopefully this has had an impact on our snowpack. What is it looking like?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, any bit counts towards the snowpack. Previously, before this storm cycle, we were sitting right around normal or about 100% of median. This storm cycle has taken us up to a statewide average of 116% of median. So we're still sitting slightly above normal as far as the statewide snowpack goes. And I think more importantly, we saw most of the improvements across the southern Utah watersheds, where previously we were sitting about 104 to 106% of normal. Now they're upwards of about 114 to 117% of normal. So things are improving, as one would expect with a period of snowy, wet weather.
Well, above normal is always good news. Thanks so much for joining me, Sam.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Sam Weber from the National Weather Service. Let's check your traffic and weather together. We do have an emergency traffic situation. What's happening, Ricky?
This is an accident. Possible injuries blocking the left lanes of travel. Southbound I-15 at 90th South in Sandy. Right now we have stop-and-go delays back to the I-215 junction. That's the South Interchange in Murray. Stop-and-go speeds. If you don't want to sit through these delays, you could take an alternate like Redwood Road or State or 7th East. Or if you want to just be patient and get through these delays, tack on an extra 10 to 15 minutes minimum if you're at the back end of Murray. Then in Utah County, we have a vehicle fire still in the cleanup stages. This is northbound I-15 in Lehigh, not far from 2100 North. It's blocking a right lane of traffic. With fresh snow comes fresh tracks at Murdoch Hyundai. Right now, receive 0% for 3 years on the Tucson or Santa Fe. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Traffic and Weather Together is brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon.
Your KSL 7-day forecast for today, highs in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, a chance for a few scattered showers, rain, and snow. Then tonight, down into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 39 the high, with a few scattered snow showers, though not too much activity for us in the lower elevations. And this weekend, we're drying things out. It will be colder, highs in the mid-30s with partly sunny skies and overnight lows in the low to mid-20s. Next week, overall dry with partly sunny skies and highs in the low 40s, lows in the 20s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Dark clouds, 39 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Markets pretty flat at this hour. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
For over 100 years and four generations, my family has provided quality installations from the most well-known brands in the heating and air conditioning industry. Hello, I'm Brian Jackson with Manuel Plumbing and Heating. Now, until March 1st, purchase a high-efficient home comfort system and receive a free bypass humidifier or a 5-inch media filter to complete your new system. Give us a call and let one of our knowledgeable sales staff provide a free in-home consultation on what Manuel can do for you and your home. Be sure to ask about rebates and our financing options. Call Manuel today, 801-262-4672.
See the high-flying dunks, show-stopping blocks, and crowd-silencing threes at Delta Center this season. With an action-packed schedule, it's easy to get to a Jazz game, pick out an unmissable matchup, or just a tip-off time that works for you. It's time to put on your Jazz gear and head to the game. Come with a friend, a loved one, or as a group. See all available tickets and options at utahjazz.com or call or text 801-355-DUNK.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-735-1275. 800-735-1275. That's 800-735-1275.
Watching Utah's money for the first time in more than two decades, Mexico surpassed China as the leading source of goods imported by the U.S. The shift reflects the U.S.'s growing tensions with the Chinese government. The Commerce Department shows the value of goods imported from Mexico rose nearly 5% from 2022 to 2023 to more than $475 billion. Inflation seems to be keeping Americans from buying extra, maybe less functional vehicles. Harley-Davidson stock fell 38% in the last quarter of 2023. The 120-year-old motorcycle company is now focusing on selling nicer and more expensive bikes instead of mass-producing affordable ones. Ford Motor Company is thinking about getting rid of a car feature to save money. It's the automated parallel parking tool. Company says less customers are actually utilizing it. The removal would save around $60 per car. That's $10 million per year. And checking your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 15 points. It sits at 38,662. S&P, it's down by 2. The NASDAQ, though, it's up by 25 points.
The last thing you want in the morning is more noise.
The day's just getting started. Maybe you're feeling a little anxious or overwhelmed, and it's not even 8 yet.
So catching up on important news stories, some sense of weather and traffic, it shouldn't be stressful.
Get a wrap on the day ahead from smart, inviting voices who know you're trying to ease in.
Do you love a rainy day?
I do, actually.
I do, too.
Tim and Amanda, mornings from 5 to 9. They have you covered on KSL News Radio.
Tonight, your Law & Order Thursday is all new.
Beginning in the legendary courtroom that started it all.
Yep, Law & Order.
Then, Olivia Benson and the squad fight for justice on SVU.
As always, helping survivors stand up to their assailants.
Followed by a powerful new organized crime.
With an ending that will have fans buzzing.
Wait, is it Stabler?
Huh? You gotta watch. All new Law & Order Thursday tonight on NBC.
Tell me it's not Stabler.
No spoilers.
Then stay tuned for KSL 5 News at 10.
Tonight at 10, is Utah's bad air situation leaving you exhausted? Cleaner air comes from cleaner exhaust. So why aren't electric buses on the fast track in public transit? Or are they?
I have a personal stake in it as well. I want to breathe well.
Where does UTA's reliance on diesel end and the road to cleaner buses begin?
Exhausted, cutting through bus pollution. Tonight, live and streaming on KSL 5 News at 10.
Join KSL on the movie show this Friday, 10 to 1 at NPS Store in Layton, 1150 North Main Street. Shop for your Valentine, npsstore.com. Traffic and weather together. We do have an emergency situation. This report brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
HOV lane still blocked due to this crash with possible injuries. Southbound I-15 in Sandy, right about 90th South. Now, the good news is the delays aren't increasing. They're still reaching back to the I-215 junction in Murray, so that's a very good sign. However, it's still going to take you an extra 10 to 15 minutes to get through the backup. And then we have the final cleanup of an earlier vehicle fire northbound I-15 in Utah County. This is in Lehigh, right about 2100 north. They're still blocking a right lane of travel, and a crash called out 8400 west, about 3600 south in Magna. The UACPA supports certified public accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development. Find a CPA that works for you at uacpa.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
For this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies. We'll see scattered showers, rain, potentially changing over into snow and some of the heavier showers. And this evening, as temperatures drop, we'll top out in the low 40s this afternoon. Then overnight tonight, lows down into the upper 20s and low 30s. For tomorrow, more scattered snow in the morning. We'll try to dry things out this weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Mostly cloudy, 39 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230, KSL's top story this hour. Several police officers have been put on administrative leave after shooting a suspected car thief. That's according to the American Fork Police Department.
Officers began a manhunt for a suspect they called armed and dangerous on Tuesday night. The man allegedly stole a Honda Civic from an American Fork impounded car lot, according to a press release. Lieutenant Kevin Doyle tells me that Wednesday night, police found the car parked in a South Salt Lake apartment complex. Several officers chased the suspect when he ran away and shot him at some point in the pursuit.
Doyle says no officers were injured, but the suspect was taken to a hospital. A police officer in Kaysville is suing the company who made her holster after she accidentally shot herself. But she's not the first to do so. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
This particular make of holster comes with a bit of a reputation. It has a retention system that can only be unlocked in order to draw the pistol, and this is where the lawsuit comes in. It alleges the trigger finger is likely positioned dangerously close to the trigger as the weapon is being drawn, and this is what leads to some officers accidentally shooting themselves.
The holster is banned by police departments across several major cities in the U.S. State Senator Dan McKay is proposing to block election candidates from filing to write a run-in for a write-in run, if they lost the primary or convention election that same year.
It would prevent the individual from having another bite at the apple, so to speak, that election year.
McKay says there are still other options to get on the ballot.
We already have a system that allows you to either go the caucus path or go signature path.
But if a candidate for city council or president loses fair and square in a primary, the bill would stop them from trying again that year. Representative John Curtis is adding his voice to the current border issues. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington has more.
Representative Curtis has introduced a bill called the Border Security State Reimbursement Act. What this will do is reimburse states for what they've spent trying to secure their borders. He says the Biden administration has been, quote, negligent in their national efforts to secure the border, causing states to spend their own money on security. The bill would specifically require the federal government to send reimbursements for what it costs to send law enforcement to the borders. He references Texas as a state that would use this kind of bill, as they have spent $4 million towards security measures in the past 2 years. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
Representative Curtis is at the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona this afternoon with other Republicans to get a firsthand look at border issues. KSL's top national stories. The Supreme Court is now weighing whether to strike down Colorado's Supreme Court decision, keeping former President Donald Trump off the state's 2024 ballot. ABC's senior national correspondent Terry Moran has more.
The justices will now have to decide. It looks like there's a strong majority, perhaps even a unanimous court, that will keep Donald Trump on the ballot in Colorado and write it in such a way that this 14th Amendment issue will be laid to rest in this way.
Similar situations are playing out in other states. We'll bring you the Supreme Court's decision as soon as they announce it. The long-awaited report on President Biden improperly keeping classified documents is expected out this week.
The White House says it notified the Department of Justice Thursday morning it finished its privilege review of Special Counsel Robert Hur's report on his investigation into classified documents found at President Biden's residences. A spokesman for the White House Counsel's Office says in a statement, quote, "In keeping with his commitment to cooperation and transparency throughout this investigation, the president declined to assert privilege over any portion of the report." Attorney General Merrick Garland earlier this week informed the leaders of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees that Hur had concluded his investigation. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Other national stories KSL is following. A Senate committee is hearing from pharmaceutical CEOs today on the cost of prescription drugs. Merck CEO Robert Davis explained the industry's charging practices come from, in part, the need to fund the research for new treatments that otherwise would be unable to be tested or developed.
Future treatment breakthroughs hinge on what we do now. We must hold on to a U.S. pharmaceutical market that is free, competitive, and predictable.
Many of the company leaders argue that drug costs in the U.S. have not increased significantly as a percentage of total health care costs. The manager of Antelope Island State Park thinks the West Davis Highway could help drive more people to visit the island. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
We are between 20 and maybe 50 minutes of like a million people.
Park manager Wendy Wilson has worked on Antelope Island for just over a decade. In that time, their visitor numbers have tripled, even before the new West Davis Highway opened.
The thought was, man, when this is finished, it's going to be so much easier.
The new highway gives drivers a straight shot from I-15 to Antelope Drive, only about 2 miles from the causeway entrance. That route, Wilson says, easily cuts off 10 minutes of drive time for people coming from the south.
It cuts out all of the stoplights from I-15 to the park.
Only time will tell how many more people take the journey to Antelope Island, but Wilson is confident.
Our visitation is definitely going to go up.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Ricky Mee, still some trouble spots?
Yep, it's 90th South on southbound I-15 in Sandy, where we have that crash still blocking a left lane of travel and causing delays into Murray. Ricky Mee in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:36.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
They have a good dynamic between the two of them.
Sometimes I'll take Dave's side and sometimes I'll take Debbie's side.
They're great.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon, or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333. Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. If you spend thousands of dollars and years of your life becoming a knowledge worker, I have some news for you. It's not over. Depending on your specialty, knowledge has a short shelf life. If you want to retain or increase your value, you'll need to keep learning for the rest of your career. Research today shows that most knowledge workers spend 20 to 25% of their time learning, and much of that learning occurs with work teams and other colleagues. That's more than one day in every work week spent in formal or informal learning. Learn how to learn better with an MBA from Utah State University. Go to utahstatemba.com. That's utahstatemba.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News, recapping our top story. American Fork Police say that several police officers have been put on administrative leave after shooting a suspected car thief. KSL News Time, 12:38. An explosion of short-term rentals is at odds with Utah's housing supply and affordability. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports.
It's creating a catch-22 situation, according to Dayon Eskich, analyst with the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute.
They play a pivotal role in the economy because they offer occupancy, and then those visitors spend money in the local economy.
But those rentals are taking away greatly needed long-term affordable housing stock in Utah. Tourism experts estimate short-term rentals grew by 10,000 listings the past 5 years, fueled by the pandemic frenzy when people didn't want to stay in hotels, and low interest rates allowed the development of short-term rentals. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Drug addiction is a common problem for many in the homeless community, but there are ways you can help. Mackenzie Bray is the executive director of Salt Lake Harm Reduction Project. The group provides resources and connections to help homeless people quit drugs, but they're always willing to accept any other donations.
It's easy for it to go to, like, the DI, things like that, if you think people are used to that. But you can also reach out, like, donate it directly to the nonprofit services. We have people who donate clothes, socks, things like that to us. And it's usually, we can get it into someone's hands within, like, less than 24 hours, pretty much.
Bray says drug addiction won't be solved in a catch-all solution. Emergency traffic on KSL News Radio, sponsored by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
Crews remain on the scene of this accident. Southbound I-15 in Sandy, about 90th South. The HOV lane is still blocked, and we still have traffic backed up to the south interchange. But it's starting to move a little bit better, and that's a very good sign. So we'll keep an eye on it. We also have the final cleanup of the earlier vehicle fire, northbound I-15 in Lehigh, right about 2100 North. The last of those vehicles are now pulling away. We want to remind downtown drivers that this started right about noon, that southbound West Temple, we have an event closure. This is a temporary closure between today through the 11th. Southbound West Temple is now closed from 100 South to South Temple. So it's only a block, but it is an inconvenience if you're in that area a lot. So plan an alternate route. Mr. Max, buy one, get one sale. Buy one suit for $299, get the second one for $100. Any style, any occasion, free alterations and 9 locations. Mr. Mac, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The unsettled weather continues, though we won't see as much shower activity as we did yesterday. Still, we could see some scattered rain and snow here and there, especially this afternoon. Highs will be right around the low 40s today, staying in the upper 30s, though, most of the day. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, down into the upper 20s, and a chance for some more snow early tomorrow morning. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Mostly cloudy, 39 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's New News, we'll hear from one of the state leaders now calling for the resignation of state school board member Natalie Klein after a controversial post on social media. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Vicious is skipping this year's big RV show for a big reason. It costs each dealer a fortune, and guess who gets stuck with the bill?
Yep, you.
So skip the big show expense and come to the Vicious Better Than Show pricing event for free admission, free parking, and better than show pricing on new and used RVs. Only at Vicious RV in Salt Lake and American Fork, February 12th through the 17th and President's Day. Better pricing's big, but better selection? That's huge. Instead of spending your money to see a handful of models hauled to the show, you're getting better than show pricing on our entire inventory of new and used RVs. You'll find pricing as low as $140 per month on approved credits, plus clearance pricing on all remaining new 2023s. You'll also make zero payments until May on approved credit and get generous trade-in offers on your current RV. Start shopping now at skipthervshow.com. Better brands, bigger selection, lower than show pricing, and free admission? Why settle? Come to the Better Than Show Pricing event at Bish's RV in Salt Lake and American Fork, February 12th through the 17th and President's Day. Bish's RV, where memories begin.
Stock number 73504 and 76976. Based on 20% down, 8.99% APR for 180 months. Subject to prior sale. See dealer for details.
I guess it's human nature, Amanda, that no matter how much money we have in our savings account, it never seems like it's enough. And if you find yourself in that mode right now, let us direct you over to our friends at UCCU. They are wanting to help you supercharge your savings.
UCCU is offering high-rate savings options with yields up to 5.5%. All you do is go to uccu.com and select a high-rate savings option to do just what you said, supercharge your savings.
You're going to get a much bigger return on your savings right now. It's a savings certificate, which means means you make one deposit up front and your money grows over a fixed period of time. So you can have that grow over 5 years, but UCCU has created some very short-term savings certificates with high yields, short like 6 months, 9 months, or a year.
So you decide how long do you want to put that money. You deposit money, a one-time only deposit, and then you let it stay in. The longer it stays in there, the higher the interest rate you earn.
And if you need immediate access to your money, UCCU's money market will give you a high yield and anytime access.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
Experience classical hits through a new lens. The Utah Symphony presents Masterworks Magnified, themed and fun-filled concert events that take you beyond the music. Are you a book lover? February 2nd and 3rd, discover the world of music inspired by literature. Then on April 26th and 27th, explore the powerful connection between music and motion. Bring a date or a few friends for a night out at downtown Salt Lake City's Abravanel Hall. Before the concert, grab drinks and specialty concessions and explore themed activities. Then settle into your seat. A host will guide you through the music and captivating visuals will be projected as the orchestra plays. Masterworks Magnified is the perfect first symphony concert or a chance to experience classical music in a new way. Tickets start at $21 at utahsymphony.org/magnified.
Experience classical music hits through a new lens with Utah Symphony's Masterworks Magnified performances. Learn more at utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
officials at Antelope Island say they aren't only excited about the new West Davis Highway, they think it could actually entice more people to come visit. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, American Fork Police say that several police officers are now on administrative leave after shooting a suspected car thief. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Cleanup continues on a crash in Sandy, southbound I-15 at 90th South. It is backing traffic into Murray. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway seeing a good drive with no other problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
This morning, starting off in the low to mid-30s with a mix of rain and snow. More showers develop later today. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's mostly cloudy, 39 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Special Counsel Robert Hur's report on President Biden's handling of classified documents has now been transmitted to Congress. That according to congressional sources familiar with the matter. It is one of the final steps before the report is made public. The Supreme Court heard arguments today on Colorado's ruling to ban Donald Trump from appearing on the state's primary ballot due to a 14th Amendment clause banning anyone from holding public office if they have engaged in an insurrection. ABC's Terry Moran says justices raised questions about Colorado making a decision that impacts a national election.
The justices will now have to decide. It looks like there's a strong majority, perhaps even a unanimous court, that will keep Donald Trump on the ballot in Colorado and write it in such a way that this 14th Amendment issue will be laid to rest
in California,
in this way.
In California, days of torrential rain leading to flooding and mudslides. More severe storms on tap this week. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Utah Board of Education is now condemning board member Natalie Klein's social media post where she questioned the gender of a girls' basketball player. The board says they can't unseat an elected official, and state leaders are now calling for Klein's resignation.
And if she doesn't resign, we are looking at what can be done to impeach her.
House Minority Leader Angela Romero tells Dave and Dujanovic Utah House Democrats will explore all avenues.
We are looking into that, so we're consulting with our attorneys to see if there's a pathway.
What was your reaction to Board Member Klein's post on her Facebook page?
I wasn't surprised because she's always posting hateful, mean, derogatory things about people who don't think like her. But what's shocking about it is the fact that she targeted a young person who is just trying to live their life and participate in sports. And it really bothers me because we as a legislature passed some really horrific bills this last session. And I just think that people like Mrs. Klein are going to continue to harass marginalized people, young people that don't fit their stereotype of who a person should be.
She has apologized several times, or at least in the post that came after this, where she apologized several times. My deepest apologies for the negative attention. What do you make of the apology?
I think it's a fake apology, because how many times has she had to apologize to different individuals or different groups because she said horrific things about them? So it's too little too late, and she should do us all a big favor and just resign. And I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. I know this is felt throughout our body.
Klein has since removed the original post and issued an apology for the negative attention that this drew to the girl and her family. KSL News Time, 1249. We continue emergency traffic coverage. Traffic and weather brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's check in again with Ricky Meese.
It's a crash in Sandy on southbound I-15 at 90th South. It's blocking a left lane, and that's what's causing backups, really slow speeds, to the south interchange in Murray. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways look good, as well as I-15 in Weber, Davis, and Utah counties. Salt Lake Magazine calls Swan Lake breathtaking, featuring the timeless music of Tchaikovsky. Performed live with the Ballet West Orchestra February 9th through the 17th. Buy tickets at balletwest.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast shows that the active weather continues. A few more scattered showers, rain, and snow for today with highs near 40. Then tonight, down into the upper 20s. For your Friday, mostly cloudy skies, a high of 39 degrees, and the chance for a few scattered snow showers. This weekend, we're drying things out, but it will be colder. Highs in the middle to upper 30s and lows in the 20s. And then early next week, we're back to the low 40s, watching for the air quality to go back down again as we stay dry. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, mostly cloudy skies, 39 degrees. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Dow jumping around just a little bit, but things are pretty flat today on the markets. A complete update of your money news up next.
Don't miss the Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at Mountain America Expo Center. Check it out.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at Mountain America Expo Center, starting at 9 a.m. Your ticket is good all weekend.
The quality of this particular show is extremely high, and the prices have been very fair.
We'll scour through, find the best bargain, come back and buy it.
Hundreds of tables featuring new and used guns and ammo, gun safes, reloading supplies, knives, hunting equipment, scopes, accessories, and more.
They don't have it here, they don't have it.
Collector guns, military guns, handguns, rifles, shotguns, and police supplies. Some at wholesale price, books, jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
I've been coming here for probably 10 years.
I'm going to tell my friends to come out here tomorrow. Check it out.
This weekend at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show, this is the big one. Exit I-15 on 90th South. Go east to State Street, then south four blocks to the Mountain America Expo Center. You can buy, sell, and trade at all Crossroads Gun Shows.
If you're trying to decide which gutter protection to put on your home, don't just ask how they'll handle leaves. Ask how they'll handle ice. Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors, and that's right. Ice. See, plenty of gutter guards are good at keeping out leaves, but most are made with flimsy materials that can bend, buckle, and break under the weight of too much ice. Kind of a big problem in an icy state like Utah, right? At RGS Exteriors, our exclusive gutter protection systems are built Utah tough. They're made with premium strength materials that hold up to 1,200 pounds of ice per square foot. Simply put, they're not going to budge. Our gutter guards are also certified to handle hurricane-level winds and rain. Mother Nature can't damage them. Guaranteed. Utah Tough Products. That's the RGS way. For a free estimate, call 801-280-3110 or visit rgsexteriors.com. That's rgsexteriors.com or 801-280-3110.
This Friday, join KSL News Radio and NPS from 10 to 1 as the movie show stops by. Then, browse and uncover what makes NPS so great. With four locations, NPS takes a new inventory every day. Then, they check all competitors' retail pricing before marking items down 20 to 70% off. You're invited to visit the movie show this Friday from 10 to 1. And that's the first step to discovering NPS. Visit NPSstore.com to begin your own NPS adventure. NPSstore.com.
You know that feeling? The weather starts getting colder, so you go down to check out the furnace, and you look around and think, what am I even looking at? Because you don't know how these things work with all the lights and wires and pipey things. And then you think, I bet those technicians at Whipple went to school for this. Shouldn't they be here looking at my furnace? Whipple that away. Knowing what to look for on your furnace tune-up is my job. Make your problem my problem. Whipple Service Champions. Take advantage of our $27 furnace tune-up at whipplethataway.com.
We do have breaking news on KSL News Radio. An update right now for a story that we've been following all morning. American Fork Police Department is now saying that all their officers are okay after that officer-involved shooting overnight. It came after a burglary where they eventually tracked down the suspect and fired their weapons. They have since been placed on administrative leave. The suspect, now identified as Kevin Ballou, is in critical condition. Have you ever heard of the Super Bowl flu? A recent survey shows that millions of Americans will have it come Monday. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson explains.
It's not an actual illness, but the Monday after the Super Bowl has become one of the biggest days for absenteeism in the workplace. A survey from UKG estimates that 16.1 million U.S. employees plan to miss work the day after the Super Bowl. Even if people aren't calling in sick or using a vacation day, 45 million people say they'll be less productive than usual that day. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, Trader Joe's is pulling several products off the shelves after a dairy company in California recalled multiple dairy products. Products include chicken enchiladas verde, cilantro salad dressing, and the latte chop salad kit, I'm not familiar with that one, and the Southwest salad. There's an update in the lead-contaminated applesauce pouches case. Investigators are saying the issue was caused by a cinnamon processor in Ecuador. Cinnamon sticks were reportedly sourced from Sri Lanka. Rappers Snoop Dogg and Master P are suing Walmart, claiming the company sabotaged their cereal brand. Their lawyers claim the store hid boxes of the cereal and said it was out of stock when customers asked. They are saying the low sales are a reflection of that. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by about 9 points right now, sitting at 38,686. S&P is down by just a fraction, and the NASDAQ up by 30 points. A failed Guinness World Record is a good reminder that you need always, always to read the fine print.
A man from France who spent 8 years building a 23-foot-tall matchstick replica of the Eiffel Tower will not get into the Guinness Book of World Records. He used 700,000 matchsticks to make it, but he had the matches specially manufactured without sulfur on the tips. Guinness says that means they're not really matches. Even though it's a perfect replica of the Eiffel Tower, it doesn't qualify. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Tuacon Amphitheater 72-hour ticket sale is here. From February 6th to the 8th, you can save big. This is the first time to save on individual show tickets. When you buy a ticket of any of Tuacon's five never-before-seen Broadway shows this season, you'll get the second one at up to 50% off. You can also get access to the brand-new cushioned seats in rows A through O before they're sold out. Just use promo code 72RADIO at checkout. Traverse across Europe in Anastasia. Let It Go in Disney's Frozen. And follow the rise of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons in Jersey Boys, featuring a new PG-rated script. Indoors, be inspired by the songs of Johnny Cash in Ring of Fire and catch the holiday spirit with Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. Take advantage of this once-a-year sale before it's gone. Visit Tuacon.org and use code 72RADIO at checkout. That's Tuacon.org.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. And now, during our President's Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
I started vaping my freshman year of high school, mostly because all my friends had vapes. I wanted to fit in with them and look cool and be a part of everything that they were doing. The hardest part about quitting for me was all my friends still hitting their vapes right next to me. It was really frustrating and confusing when I was trying to quit because in my head I knew I didn't want to do it anymore, but for some reason my brain still wanted it.
No quit story is the same. For free support, text KICK NICOTINE to 66819 today.
KSL and Bear River Lodge want to send you and your Valentine on a cozy romantic getaway. Win an overnight stay in a Bear River Lodge studio cabin, plus a full day snowmobile or side-by-side rental. Until Valentine's Day, this package is available for just $4.99, but you can win this amazing package for free on the KSL contest page. Enter now. Text the word contest to 57500 or go to kslnewsradio.com/contests.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky Meese, glad to see we have some improvements ending the lunch hour.
Traffic is moving a little bit better. Now, we still have residual delays from this crash on southbound I-15 at 90th South, blocking the HOV lane. But it's not at a standstill. It's at a crawl. But it's back to Murray. But it's not getting worse. And that's the good indication that we may be seeing the near end of this accident in the cleanup stages. The rest of your valley freeways are looking good with no other problems. What if an entire town was overcome with the fear of silence? The Fear of Silence, new audiobook by Nathan Smith Jones, captivating you till the end. The Fear of Silence, everywhere audiobooks are sold. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And still a 40% chance of showers across the Wasatch Front this afternoon into this evening and again tomorrow. Today's high 41, the high tomorrow 39 degrees. And then Saturday, just a slight chance of showers, about a 10% chance of showers on Saturday. But it's going to be cooler with a high of 37. Right now, cloudy skies, 39 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.